It's amazing to be here tonight again. The Lord is good. It's good all the time. That's I tell a lot of people, God is good. Since I came back, I'm still on the road. Every Sunday, I'm still on the road. The Lord is good. Then in 2010, I already raised 10,000 already. It's amazing. But God is a blessing. The last time I didn't show the DVD, but I want to take a few minutes to thank two men who have worked on this DVD. Brother John Payne, he's the man, he's my man, he's the one who make all. I want to thank him tonight. She's not here. Okay. And then Brother John, is the one who made my design website. He's the one who made it. He's the one who take all my prayer letter and put on my website. From the website, a lot of people came to know our ministry in Togo. But I want to show a little bit of the DVD before I can preach. It give a little bit what's going on. It's ready. Okay, let's see the DVD. Then we'll go back to see the black book.
The small nation of Togo, located on the Atlantic side of the continent of Africa, is a country open for the gospel message. But as an open country, the false religions, the sects, and the missionaries of Islam are there trying to do everything possible to change Togo into the first Islamic state of West Africa. Yet at the very time God is doing great things in this country of 6 million people, some good American missions, particularly the church planting ministries, have abandoned Togo. Leaving this wonderful country, which is so open for the gospel, is a mistake. But as some are leaving, God is sending other missionaries to Togo. The Lord has led Dr. Alton Midget, founder of Global Fundamental Baptist Missions, to help national missionaries, such as Brother Vincent, go where American missionaries cannot go. God has called Brother Vincent and other believers who grew up at the feet of American missionaries in Africa to continue the work. Brother Vincent believes it is now time for the indigenous believers to take their turn to continue Baptist church planting ministries. But, at least in Togo, their biggest challenge is obtaining land for church planting. Land in Togo, particularly in the capital city of Lome, is priced well beyond the means of local missionaries, and inflation doubles the prices annually. Land is as gold for the people of Togo. For example, one 20 by 30 foot piece of property in or out of the city costs between $14,000 and $20,000. And with a typical Sunday offering of no more than $15, a piece of property sells for far more than most Togolese churches can afford. Even with a $60 a month payment, it would take 20 years for a church to purchase one small piece of land, and that would be without paying for the pastor or other church expenses. Lome is a rapidly growing seaport city with more than 1 million Togolese of every tribe living there. Lome is also the center of education and business for all of West Africa. People not only from all parts of Togo, but also from the many surrounding countries are living and doing business in Lome. And God has put Togo in a unique position as a strategic spot to spread the gospel in West Africa. There is a need now to establish churches, a Bible institute, or a seminary where called believers can be trained and sent back to their native regions as church planters. Please join Brother Vincent in prayer concerning this great need of his homeland. His goal is to purchase land for each church being planted. The financial need now for two churches already planted is between $30,000 to $50,000. So will you please pray about planting Baptist churches in Togo? And if God is leading you to help, please send inquiries and financial support to Land Project of Togo, Global Fundamental Baptist Missions, P.O. Box 1195, Noonan, Georgia, 30264. And for more information, please call 770-251-0474.
All right, just a little bit stuff. That's the first church we plan in Apeduke, and the second church is Daliko. It's so amazing. The pastor said something tonight. God called us to win the people, but if the door is closed, we have to find a different way to win, still win the people. I learned a lot from this church. I learned a lot from the pastor. I try to do everything I learned here to put in practice. But I always preach something. I preach my people every the beginning of every year. That's what I'm going to preach tonight. The way to be blessed in 2011. The way to be blessed in 2011. I give a little bit the secret of the Christian life tonight. It's a strange message. I don't pastor the church, but what I will preach tonight, I believe if you put in the practice, you'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. This book is a living book. It's a living book. And we got a lot of stuff in. It just take a few, fair, little fair, and put all God here in the practice, and we'll be blessed. The way to be blessed in 2011, maybe stand up and read the word of God, Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 and 7. Pastor Keith gonna read for me. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we ask you tonight to help us to understand your word in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. May be seated. The way to be blessed in 2011. My friend, tonight I will give you the key to be blessed in 2011. We have here something the Bible says, and it shall come to pass if thou shalt hear diligently in the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do all his commandments, which I command thee today, this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. In verse 2 it says, in all this blessing shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hear the voice of the Lord thy God. We got a two key over there. There are two keys to be blessing in this year's coming. One is to obey the voice of the Lord, and the second is to do all his commandments. God said, I will bless you If you hear my voice and do what I say. We have today, God, you spoke here. But God already spoke, and all of his spoken is on the Bible. And God used the pastor to preach his word. If you listen to what the pastor preaching, when you listen to what he's preaching, when you put in the practice, God will bless us. That's the key. There's only two keys on the Bible to be blessing. Obey and do all God has said. A lot of people, I don't know, but it's almost many years I'm trying to read the black book, trying to find a way to be blessed. And I came across these verses. God has said everything in just two words. Obey my voice and do what I say, and you'll be blessed. And in verse 3, God started to tell what the blessing will come from. In verse 3, Apostle Keith, can you read it? Verse 3.
Blessed shall thou be in the city.
Blessed shall thou be in the city. And blessed shall thou be in the field. What does that mean? That means the place we live, God said, I will bless the place we live. No matter where you live, God will bless you if you obey his words and do all he said. If you live in the city, God said, I'll bless you. If you live in the country, I'll bless you. But you have to listen to my voice and do what I say. You have to obey my voice. And do what I say. And God said, anytime you did what I said to you, anytime you put in the practice, I bless you no matter what you live. You live in the city, I bless you. You live in the country, I bless you. A lot of people believe if you live in the city, that's what God will bless you. God said, I bless you. And no matter what you live, if you obey my voice, and do what I say. That's the one, the place we live. And then God started in verse 4, they say, blessed thou shalt be the fruit of thy body. God said, I bless your family. But I know a lot of people didn't pray, didn't ask God to bless them. But God said, I bless you. That's what God said. Everything God said, he will do it. God said in verse 4, first of all, in verse 3, we see the place we live, God said, he will bless. No matter what we live. In verse 4, he said, I bless the fruit of thy body. It's your children. It's your family. God said, I bless your family if you obey me and do what I say. Anytime I read this, I all the time I pray for my children. I all the time ask God, bless my kid. Bless all my children. I want the best blessing you can give to me, to give my kid, is to know Jesus, the L H. I always pray for. God said, I will bless my family. I will bless your family. The fruit of thy body. But we have to obey his word and do what he said. The word in English says if. We call it in the French, see. If you did this, I bless you. I know a lot of people make a new resolution about 2011, but I will give you the best way to be blessed in 2011. The best way to be blessed in 2011 is obey the word of God and do what he said. He will bless you. He will bless you. I bless your family. Yeah, I remember when I came to verse 4, I remember the story of Job. Job all the time prayed for his kid. He said, God, forgive me if my kid did something wrong against you. Job all the time did it. Job all the time prayed for his kid, his family. God said, here, he will bless our family if we obey his words and do all of his commandments. He don't stop there. In the verse, he continued, and the fruit of that ground. in the fruit of thy cow. They increase thy cane in the fruit of thy sheep. Not only God said, I will bless your family, but I will bless your job. I will bless your job. We got everything on this book. We got all we want. We got here. A lot of people ask, well, I want to be blessed. But there's the way to be blessed on the Bible. There's only way to be blessed is to obey the voice of the Lord and do all he said. God said here, I bless you the fruit of that ground. That means he will bless your job. No matter what is God, God will bless it if you ask. We forget about it. You ask a blessing from our job. A lot of people say, I want to increase my paycheck. But they forget about it. They have to ask for. They have to ask for. You know, when I came here, I don't know Pastor. He don't know me. I was in Philadelphia. I don't know North Carolina. But I asked God to bless me by opening the door for me. Every day I ask a blessing, God. I said, God, I don't know nobody in this country. I can't speak English. But can you bless me by opening the door for me? And God did it. God opened the door. And I came here. And I stayed among all these people. There are no a day I never pray for this church. Never pray for the pastor. Never pray for the staff. Never pray for Bro Morris. Never pray for Bro Johnny, John Payne. All of I pray for every day. I say, God, can you bless them? Can you pull your blessing and put the church, all the families here? I always did it. I always did it. Because God said, anytime you ask, I will do it. And every day, ask a blessing of the pastor. It's not natural. Sometimes I call from Africa here. I just want to know what's going on. That's what I call from Africa, to know the way I have to pray for. To know the way I have to pray for. Everywhere I went to, all the my support church, I asked God, can you bless all my support church? I know if you bless them, this blessing will come to me. One power will come to me. I always call, pray for my support church. I never call any pastor to ask about my support, but all the time, pray for my support church. I say, God, can you bless them? Because I know if you bless them, this blessing will come to me. One power will come to me. And that work. That work. God said, I'll bless your job. And what he said, I increase your paycheck if you obey me and do what I say. And then in verse 5, blessed shall be thou vast in thou store. That's the conclusion of verse 4. In verse 6, God said, blessed shall thou be when thou come in, and blessed shall thou be when thou go out. But we are Christian people. We say we are believers, but anytime we get out our house, we never pray for. We never pray for, ask God, this day I want your blessing on me. Never ask for. Every day you have to go out, you have to ask a blessing, God. God, can you bless this day for me? Can you bless this day for me? We have to do it. God say, I do it. If you obey, it do what I say. And then I love the verse 7. The verse 7, I love it. It is also used in Africa. It's a big promise in verse 7. The Lord shall call thy enemy, thou raise up against thee to be smote before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. We in Africa, we are fighting for evil. A lot of people make it, trying to challenge us, our faith. But we stay on verse 7. By the verse 7, we got a divine protection there. Divine protection, verse 7. God said, I protect you. If they came, ask for them. If they came one way, they will flee for two of seven ways. People forget about it. We say we believe in God, but we never ask him. We never ask the protection. We never claim what God said he will do for us. God said, I protect you. They will come one way and will flee seven ways. That's a divine protection right there. Never forget about it. We got a protection. We got a protection. They are using this word. I stand on this wall, ask a protection, God, every day, my life. Every day, my life. All of us in verse 7, verse 3, in 7, that's all the blessing God lists. He will do for all, for everybody, anybody who listen, obey his word, and do it. The best way to be blessed in 2011 is here. But I'm trying to ask her. I start reading these words. I'm trying to find it. I tried. Many ways. In the French Bible. Then I came across the English Bible. I'm trying to find this word God said. But they need something. I try to figure out what kind of commandment which came all the time with a blessing. I try to figure out from the beginning of Genesis and Revelation. I try to look in, turn, read it. I say, God, what kind of order, what kind of commandment which all the time came with blessing? But if I ask for, if you ask tonight, what kind of commandment on the Bible who came all the time with blessing? Except the apostle. If I ask some people, somebody can tell something about that for me. What kind of commandment who came all the time with blessing? All the time, God never, he always bring the blessing about these commandments. Just one. Is giving. Giving is commandment. Who came all the time with blessing given to the house of God. It's just one on the whole Bible who came all the time with blessing. I'm telling the secret tonight. The commander who came all the time with blessing is given. He's the only one on the Bible who came all the time with blessing. Never. He all the time came with blessing. You know why God bless this commandment? Because the God work need the money. It take money to do God work. It's given. Given is the only commandment in the Bible who came with all, who came all the time with blessing. And I want to tell you tonight. I know this church, I want to tell you, your new resolution is to give more what you have already given. Because there are a lot of blessings on it. Let me show you. Let's go back in the Exodus. Exodus During verse 14. Exodus 30. Verse 14. Everyone, listen very carefully. The Bible said, everyone, and then it came all up, shall give him. Everyone shall give him. It's not here I learned what you give. Since I came to know the Lord, I know how to give. I know how to give. The Bible says everyone shall give to the house of God. And God said, when you give, I will bless you. That all the time came with a blessing. He's the only commander on the Bible who came all the time with blessing. And I'm just telling you, this 2011, everyone had to make a resolution to give to the God house. Because when he did it, God said, I'll bless you. I'll bless you. Then a lot of people said, why? This will be, it's Old Testament. Listen to what Jesus himself said in Acts 20, verse 35. It's Paul who report what Jesus have said. Acts 20, verse 35. Yes.
How that through laboring you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
Yes, sir. The Bible said that Paul said here, Jesus himself said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. It's more blessing to give, more to receive. Jesus himself said, it's good to give to the God house. A lot of people ask me, what kind of giving have you have to do? Marcia said, we have to give 10%. I know. I know a lot of people here, a lot of people. I believe from the Bible, we are on the grace. As a believer, as a born again, we have to give more than 10%. Not only to stop in 10%, you have to give more than 10%. Since we came back, me and my wife, we give more than 10%. We support five African national pastors, or we support the one American missionary. I never said that, but I want to tell you tonight, we did it. Not only to support a national person from Togo, we support one American missionary from what is from our support. Because God said it's good to give, he will bless you. From the whole Bible, he's the only commandment who came all the time with blessing. And I know this since I came from the States. And I know love. After I go back, I do love for my people. I do love for my people. You see here, this is my shoe. Here, you can buy these shoes, maybe 125, maybe 200 here. When I go back in Togo, I want to buy a shoe because I need a shoe. Then I went to the market. I looked, I listened, I checked the price. Well, I can buy 100 in Togo. I said, no, I can buy a shoe. And then I go back to say, shoemaker, this is a handman. And I make design for by myself. I said, can you make for me? I said, yeah, I'll make for you. I said, how much I can pay for it? I said, if you give me 25, I can make for you. It's 25. I can wear this for 10 years, more than 10 years. From 100 to 75, then I can support the national pastor. I can do what God called me to do. That's what I did. That's the way I did it. All this, if you remember, Brother Morris will know it. About here, I still use it. All the show I go on a free market. That's where I bought it. In order to save money in the ministry and keep going. We ask, that's why I thank Pastor to say if God closed the door, he always find a way to let the ministry go in. God say he will bless. A lot of people say in the Malachi 3, they say, oh, let's go back in the Malachi 3, 8 and 10. That's what I say, it's a strange message. This will be preached by apostle, by no means, by how to preach. Because we got to go in the new year. We are already in new year. I want the people to know the way to be blessed. Malachi 3, verse 8 and 10. Brother Keith?
Will a man love God?
Yes, sir.
Yes, he have brought me.
Yes, that's what God said.
But you say, wherein have we brought thee?
Mm-hmm.
In tithe and offering.
Mm-hmm.
Bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse.
Yes, sir.
That there may be meat in my house.
There's a commandment there. Bring all in my house. This is a commandment. This commandment, God said, bring a seed if I will not bless you. What is it, Brookie?
Bring all
your
tithes into
the
storehouse.
Yes, sir.
That there may be meat in my
house. Yes, sir.
And prove me now herewith, mm-hmm. the Lord of hosts. If I will not open you the windows of heaven.
Yes, sir.
For you out of blessing,
yes, sir.
That there shall not be room enough to receive it.
You see here, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's the only subject on the Bible the devil don't want the pastor to preach on. It's the only subject the devil didn't want the pastor to preach on. Because what? They know if they preach, if the people put in the practice, they will have a blessing. They don't want it. The pastor preaches on it. Because they know the secrets on it. The devil knows it. If the pastor preach to giving, and if the people start giving, they will go have a blessing. And the devil don't want it. A lot of pastors don't want to preach on this subject. But we have to. We have to because it's the secret on it. Giving is the only commandment on the Bible who came all the time with blessing. With blessing. I'm telling the truth. And then when he came back in verse Acts 10, I'm telling you, if you give, God always provide for you. Always provide for you. We have in verse 10, we have the man called Cornelius. He's a saved man. But he gave. Pastor, can you read it? Acts 10, verse 1 and 4. This man is a saved man. He didn't believe in Jesus, but he gave it to God's house. He gave it to God's house. But one piece missing in his life, just one piece. Miss in his life. What kind of peace is it? It's Jesus. And God provided these pieces for him. Listen to what God said about this guy. Acts 10, verse 1 and 4.
There was a certain man in Caesar called Publius Cornelius.
Yes, sir.
A centurion of the Pennsylvania called the Italian man. And when he looked upon him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thy alms are come up for a reward before God.
That's what God said. Everything you give came in my house as a memory. Everything you give to the God is memorial God, God face. And God said, you are a safe man. I provided what you need. And what you need is Jesus. I'll provide for you. And God said, Peter, to the Cornelius. And Peter led Cornelius to Jesus. The piece is missing in Cornelius' life is Jesus. But it's the same man who give. And God said, everything you give, I receive. I become memory in my face. But one piece is missing in your life. It's Jesus. I'll provide it for you. I'll provide for you. And God provided. We forget about it. To give it to the Lord's house. I want to tell you tonight, the beginning of this year, make a resolution to give to the God's house. From the bottom of your heart, and God said, I will bless. We have the church, example of the church in the Macedonia, in the 2 Corinthians 5, verse 8. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 1 and 5. Moreover, brethren, we do you to feed of the grace of God, of the church of the Macedonia. How thou in a great trial and affliction, the abundance of their joys and their deep poverty, abound in the grace, the rest of their liberty. For to their power I build a record, yet behind their power they were willing to themselves, praying us with much integrity that will receive the gift and take up the fellowship of the ministry to the saints. And this they did, not as we hope, but forgave their own slave to the Lord and to us by the will of God. That's the church of Macedonia, the poor church, who went through a lot of time. The Bible says great affliction, but they give, and they are ready to give themselves to the Lord. I want to tell you tonight, Fellowship Baptist Church is one of the Macedonia church. Fellowship Baptist Church is one Macedonia church. I'm here tonight preaching the word of God because Pastor and this church made me like this. This church taking me in the shadow and made me like I'm here now. Do what God called me for. Ready to give, ready to help, that the world might keep going. Macedonian Church give. The First Baptist Church is one of Macedonian Church. I want to tell you, do not stop. Do not stop to give. Do not stop to give. I want to tell you. Keep doing. God said, everything you did became a memory in my house. Became a memory in my house. If I'm preaching the word of God today, if I'm preaching in Africa, the people are saved in Africa because this pastor and this church have given. And that's the fruit. That's your fruit. I'm one of your fruits. The people who are saved in Africa is one of your fruits because you give. I want to tell you, do not stop what you give. Because God said, everything you give become a memory in my house. It's my house. Don't say, we don't know what will be 2011, 2010. We went through a lot. But I want to tell you, you are one as a Macedonian church. The Bible says in their poverty, a great trial or affliction, they give behind what they're supposed to give. They give. I want to tell you, Do not stop to give. Everything you give, God said, become a memory in His house. The best way to be blessed is to obey and do what God said. The one is commandment is given. And God said, when you give, I bless you. I'm done, Pastor.